boots and put them back there and put them in the shelf. I'm not going to wear them no more. And I took that pistol and spurs and put them in a drawer and had a key to it, and I locked it and hung the key up. I stayed there 9 years, and that gun and and belt and pistol were still in that drawer.
Nobody bothered him.
Nobody. And he's the old man, Hardy, said, "You better keep them boots. He said, damn mosquitoes and flies eat you up, you know, put them up. And if you didn't, they'd come up your britches leg, you know." I said, "Well, hell, am I?" And I never did have any kids, never did have malaria. They had malaria hematuria here then, and worlds of people died from it.
What did they treat it with?
Calumet quinine, the only damn thing I know.
Only thing, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever get anything under your, those bugs that get under your skin, did you have them?
Oh, yeah, had them. That's what he's talking about, them boots.
Mosquitoes or
yeah, mosquitoes
flies?
And flies and gnats. Well, I've seen the time here in spring, this time of year, you couldn't see the sun for the mosquitoes, I mean for the gnats. Mm-hmm. And they had two kinds. They had a, let's see, they had a, what the hell did they call them? They had two kinds of gnats. They had a big gnat and a small gnat.
You ever heard anything called chiggers?
Chiggers, oh yeah, we had plenty of chiggers down there too.
They're the ones that get under
your red bugs, yeah, get under your skin, yeah. Yeah.
Would you tell me something about using wagons and...
Well, that's all they had, mules and wagons. Wasn't the first truck I ever bought out there was a PSR truck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there was money in this country now. But the ones, like I tell you, about five men that had it. Now you take brothers, they got some grandchildren here. They're broke. Mm-hmm. And they owned all the land. This had 1,800, about 1,900 acres at Hollywood. And up at Robertsville, the other side of Robertsville, what's called a Moore place, had about 2,000 men. Then they had some more in Dennis Landing. They come, two brothers came in here, right after the Civil War. And they accumulated all that, and they had an oil mill at Hollywood, and owned the Chickasaw in Memphis.
How did they lose it?
Oh, I don't know. It was just coming back there and through the 20s and 30s.
Through the Depression, they...
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Would you... explain more about how you'd hook up or hitch up the mules to the wagon.
Oh yeah, well you had big mules. Now you had at the wheel, you had a pair of mules, that big ones, and of course you had the only thing you had on them was the collars, and the straps across the belly and back, and the harness on them and the traces. Then you had roads were bad in those days, and most of the time you had three mules in front. You had five mules to a wagon.
Five-two wagon.
Then a nigger rode one mule, the off mule, I rode him.
How did you get the traces hooked up to the wagon, you say?
Well, you had a double tree there with traces on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then ahead of the double tree...
You had another tree in front out there, then you had those three mules on there, hitched to that, you see.
I see. And each mule will be hitched to a swingle?
Yeah, just like this. Now here's a mule, here's your two mules here, here and here. Then you'd have three mules here in front.
And then each one of these mules would be hooked to what?
They'd have a trace across like that, you see. Then he'd have a single tree in that, and he'd hit that single tree.
I see, then you'd hook all
three of them out, yeah. Then you'd hook into the tongue here, you see.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they pulled it from the tongue. Sometimes those wheel mules didn't do nothing but just walk along. But when you got to pulling, it got heavy. Well, everything went. And that nigger was riding this mule here, you see.
That's the one to the right?
To the left.
Oh, to the left.
Yeah, uh-huh. That mule. Then what they had saddled up, McClellan put a saddle out there for those, where there was no, you know, just a saddle, that's all. And that's what they had for those niggers to ride in, McClellan saddle.
Did he use a whip or
what? He had a whip, yeah, yeah.
And
had lines.
How did he get them to go and get them to stop?
Well, holler ho, and they'd stop. He'd holler, all right, let's go.